You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday, be it Monday morning at 7 a.m., be it Monday at lunchtime, 11:45, you've tuned into WWBC and its sister stations. Maybe you're on your way home at 8:45 at night. Thank you for taking the time to soak in the Word of God here today and hopefully receive a word from God today, because we're going to where God speaks, hence the name of this program, WGOD. That is, God is always broadcasting. And if I owned a radio station, that would be the call letters if they were available. Unfortunately, they're not. WGOD Radio. I love that notion. The thing is, you just got to tune in. It's not a notion. It's a fact. You just have to go to where He's broadcasting. Tune into His frequency. We're tuning into His frequency today, and when we tune in, we're going to hear the words, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." It's the first commandment now. We're finally done with the teaching and instruction in the book of Romans, first 11 chapters. Now, chapter 12, we finally have a command on how to live this, how to live out your faith. And it starts with a warning about not being like this world. Don't conform to this world, because this world is evil and this world will kill you. But we need to be transformed. We need to be apart from this world, which is why John and James warned you. He called you an adulterer if you're friends with it. Okay, this is part one of this message now. This is going to run for 3 or 4 days. We're in Romans chapter 12 here on WGOD Radio. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed.
We're in chapter 12 here of the book of Romans. Essentially, Paul is done teaching. He's done with theology. Starting today, and for the next 3 chapters, he's going to instruct us on how to live out this Christian faith. Ultimately, in the original language, it starts with the word therefore. But let's peek right before it so we can see what the therefore is there for. Go back to verse 33 of the preceding chapter. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Matter of fact, Lord, we praise You here. Lord, we ask for Your blessings on the reading and proclamation and preaching and teaching of Your word. Lord, we pray You do an awesome work starting here in this church. And then on the radio, when it makes it to the radio. On the podcast, as it goes around the world here later today. Lord, we might be few in number here, but Your word is mighty in power. And this is reaching many people outside of these four walls. We pray You would bless the reading and preaching and teaching of Your word. Use it to advance Your kingdom, starting in each heart right here in Ireland this morning. And then may it spread out from there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has become his counselor? Who is first given to him and it should be repaid to him? For of him and through him and to him are all things. To whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Therefore, I beseech you, the word means plead. Parakalo is the word. I plead with you. Some translations say beg.
I beg you.
I plead with you. Therefore, I beg you, brethren, in view of the word thereby is better translated in this case, in view of. In view of. Therefore, I plead with you, brethren, in view of the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. He says, after all that God has done for you, brethren, in view of the mercies of God, this is how we ought to live. He says, present your own body as a living sacrifice. Now, there's an oxymoron, right? Ask Siri what an oxymoron is. The living sacrifice. Like driving on a parkway, parking on a driveway. Right? Oxymoron. The weather forecast. Or a 24-hour 7-Eleven that's got a lock on the front door. You're open 24 hours. It's an oxymoron. I've never seen a sacrifice on the altar in the Bible that was living until now. And until you, in view of all that God has done for you, in view of all the millions of Jews that have perished, put into a stupor by God himself in order that he could extend his mercy to you, in view of all that God's done on your behalf, to ensure that you had a future and to ensure that you weren't left out. In view of all of that, present your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God. And to present it, number one, holy. That is, set apart, not contaminated by this world, but a holy sacrifice. And acceptable. What kind of sacrifices were acceptable by God in the Old Testament? Answer, those without spot or blemish. You read in Malachi chapter 1, it says, thus says the Lord, from the rising of the sun even to its going down, my name will be great among the Gentiles. In every place, incense, this is, by the way, what God thinks about incense. In every place, incense will be offered to my name and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you profane it, in that you say, the table of the Lord is defiled, and its fruit, its food is contemptible. You also say, oh, what a weariness, and you sneer at it, says the Lord of hosts. And you bring the stolen, the lame, and the sick. Thus you bring an offering. Should I accept this from your hand, says the Lord? So your offering, your living sacrifice should be holy and acceptable. You know, I think I've offered too many lame offerings to God in my life that are lame. And I've given to him, they were last instead of first and best like it should be. I've given him enough lame offerings. And then Paul says, this is your reasonable service. Ain't that the truth? Certainly what he asks for is not unreasonable, is it? After all that God has done for you, is there anything unreasonable in what he asks? So how can we do that? Answer? Or I should say, what is a sacrifice? A sacrifice was an offering, was it not? And what God requires is instead of a dead offering to God, God would be quite pleased by a living offering given by you in gratitude of, well, in gratitude of Jesus' place, of in gratitude of Jesus Christ taking your place on the cross. How's that for starters? Remember, the wages of sin is death, and you stand condemned without a Savior. How would it be if someone took your death penalty for you, and then you tipped your cap at them and went on doing the same junk you were doing before? How many of you are doing that today? What have you sacrificed? Isn't there anyone here to return to the scene of the crime and give glory to God? It's up to you. Now, tithes, I'm not even talking about money. Tithes and offerings are given as first fruits unto God. Now, Jesus sums it up like this. Luke 7:41, he said, there was a certain creditor that had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, the other owed 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, notice that. When they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon said, I suppose it's the one to whom you forgave more. And he said to him, you have judged correctly. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon. Wonder how that went. Look at it. He turned to the woman, but said to Simon. Wonder why he didn't turn to Simon. He turned to the woman. Look at this woman over here and all that she's given. He turned to the woman, but said to Simon, do you see this woman over here? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet. She has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss. This woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the moment I walked into your door. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much. And now I have found this little axiom to be so true that he says next. He says, to whom the little is forgiven, the same loves little. Now in another gospel, he says, to whom much is forgiven, he loves much. Now but that is what I would call extravagant worship. And that, in my opinion, is your reasonable service. Isn't he worthy of your extravagant giving? People drive extravagant cars. They live in extravagant houses. Can't you give God his reasonable service? Can't that be extravagant? Certainly, there's nothing unreasonable about you giving God your all.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth.